In the name of the Father and Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. في إنجيل معلمنا متى البشير الأصحاح الاثناشر شفنا رب المجد يسوع وهو يشفي إنسان أعمى ومجنون وأخرس أعمى ومجنون وأخرس. كنا نتوقع من الفريسيين والكتبة وكل القيادات اليهودية إنهم يقدموا تسبيحة شكر ربنا ويقفوا فرحانين يشاركوا هذا الإنسان وأسرته بهذا العمل الإلهي الجميل. إن إنسان ليست له خبرة في النظر يصير أو يقدر يشوف ربما لأول مرة، وأيضا إنسان فاقد عقله وفكره يبقى متزن وعاجز عن الكلام يتكلم، صورة رائعة جميلة. كان لازم لهؤلاء القادة إنهم يقدموا تسبيحة شكر رائعة لربنا، لكن عوض تقديم تسبيحة الشكر قدموا مناقشات جافة مملوءة غباء، واتهموا مخلص العالم كله أنه ببعلزبول رئيس الشياطين يخرج الشياطين. Truly it is hard for us to hear that when the Lord Jesus Christ healed a person who was demon possessed, blind and mute, and instead of giving thanksgiving song or sacrifice of thanksgiving to God or to the Lord, Savior of the whole world, they entered an invalid discussion. They wasted their time, they wasted their inner man, they wasted also their thoughts by invalid discussions and by hatred. In fact, we have to look to the true physician of the bodies and souls, the Savior of the Lord, the Savior of the whole world, to look to Him and to thank Him for all what He done and of His divine providence. Saint Paul, in his epistle to the Philippians, he wrote in chapter 4, verse 9, asking us to do what we see in him. What we see in him. He taught us not only by words, but he taught us by his work. We see in him. What we see in St. Paul? What we do? St. Paul, who we can say spoiled his time before his conversion to Christianity, and he entered in very false discussions with many people, when he met the Lord Jesus Christ on his way to Damascus, he discovered that his time, in fact, is very precious, and he has not to waste his time in discussion, but how to receive the grace of God and how to be formed in the icon of the Lord Jesus Christ. He considered himself as ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ. He had no time to be wasted in discussion, but always, as we know about St. Paul, he spent almost all his time working on behalf of the kingdom of God. Wherever he was, if he was in a jail, if he was in a ship, If he was in a city, if he was walking in the street, he was involved in one thing: how to attract all mankind to enjoy what he had received, to become children of God, to become temple of God, to receive the work of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. If we make a revision to our life, how many years we spend in invalid works and discussions, and how many, I can say, hours we spend in very sincere life. God created me to be his icon. It is his pleasure that he adopted us to be his children. He is involved to prepare a special place for every one of us in his glory. All the heavenly hosts are looking to us when we will ascend to the clouds and we will meet the Lord Jesus Christ and enter into the paradise, or at that time in heaven, and share the Lord his glory and become, in fact, many become very brightful. We are called here in this world not to abuse our time in very trivial things and words and discussions and so on. We are, in fact, created to be God's children. Our time is very precious. Every word, in fact, has its value in the mind of God. You can't imagine how God is looking to you. When he created Adam and Eve, to create them, he created the whole world. He planted a special garden of Eden for them. He entered in dialogue with them, full of love. He opened the way for them to enjoy more and more glory and to be with him unceasingly. Are we truly serious in our life? Are we looking to ourselves as ambassadors of the Lord Jesus Christ? Or we just came here in this world by chance and we spent any time in any place and so on? Unfortunately, even when the priest or any of the servants of God visits a family, I can say that Satan does all his best to waste his time with the family in bad discussions. When Saint Mary visited Elizabeth and the priest Zechariah, she didn't waste her time. When she entered, even John the Baptist, before he was born, started to thank God and started to preach his mother. And the house of Zechariah and Elizabeth had been changed into, I can say, a new heaven. Just Saint Mary, when she visited this house, the house became as if it was a heaven. What about your visit to your friends or to your relatives? What about your discussion? Are you wasting your time in many invalid things? Saint Paul asked us to do what we see in him. What we see in him. What we will see in what we see in Saint Paul. We see in him that he is in fact the not only the icon of the Lord Jesus Christ, but also the temple of the Holy Spirit. And we can say he looks like a heavenly person. Therefore, every person or many of those who met Saint Paul were converted to Christianity. Sometimes he visited a village or a city one day. And in this one day, a lot of people were converted to Christianity, and they felt that they were full of joy and peace. How is it? Because they saw in him a man of God. Are we men and ladies of God? Are we truly true believers? Can we say we are ambassadors of the Lord Jesus Christ? Today, I read a quotation of some quotation from a letter of Sam Basil, and I was astonished what he said. Sam Basil the Great looked to us as rivers full of living water. When they asked him, can we study the Hellenic studies? Can we admit it to the schools in Athens to study philosophy and so on, and all the culture of the Greek? He said, okay. Because you are like rivers, and these rivers are full of living water coming from the Lord Jesus Christ. And you have to be in progress and to increase more and more. How is it? When we study even the philosophy or the secular culture, we are not wasting our time, but we know how to have benefit of these studies. Saint Basil the Great said, the bees almost are attracted to some flowers. They are not attracted to all the flowers. And when the bees are attracted to the flowers, they didn't get all the flower. But what the bee does? The bee attracts what is very sweet in the flower and bring to human being honey. When we are looking to the bees, they are coming to the flowers, and they didn't go to all the flowers, and they chose what is very useful for them, and when they attract what is sweet in the flower, they brought this sweetness and honey to mankind. Can we imitate these bees? They didn't look to the flowers. What is the, how beautiful are these flowers? I like the red flower or the yellow flower or the green flower. No. They didn't waste their time in looking and describing what is the flower and what its shape and so on. They are involved how to attract and to produce honey to mankind. Can we say concerning us as the believers of the Lord who are here in the church, we are the bees of God and we bring the honey of eternal life to mankind, or we waste our times in many, many questions. Like, if a baby is born and he was not baptized, will he go to heaven or not? It is not my job. It is not my business. I know one thing. I want the Lord open the way, and he granted us how to live, how to enjoy faith, how to be in fellowship with him, how to accept the work of the Holy Trinity, and to preach not only by words, but also by our prayers and by our work. Are we serious as soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ, as Saint Paul used to say to his disciple? In Psalm 98, verse 8, it is said, "Let the rivers clap their hands." What does it mean? Can you see a river clapping its hand? No. Saint Jerome said, "We are the rivers. We are the rivers of God, and we clap with our hands." نصفق بالأيادي. How? We are not clapping only by our mouth, but also by our hands, by our work. We bring, or we present to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving, not just by saying, "Oh, thank God for so and so and so." We thank him by working in his kingdom for the salvation of mankind, for the edification of the church, for our inner develop and progress. And also Isaiah said, "Let the river," Isaiah chapter 52, verse 12, he said, "The trees of the field will clap their hands." أشجار الحقل لتصفق أشجار الحقل بالأيادي. David said that we are the trees of olives in the temple of God. We are the trees. How can we thank God? We clap by our hands. We bring fruits as trees of God, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, as St. Paul said in his epistle to Galatians. Our fruits, in fact, is love, joy, peace, chastity, and so on. نفسنا أحبائي النهاردة كده كل واحد فينا يرفع عينيه ويقول له: يا رب، إذا كنت أنت يا ربي أعلنت حبك بشفائك للأعمى المجنون الأخرس، وقدمت لي الشفاء، والكتبة والفريسيين أفسدوا وقتهم ووقت الناس اللي حواليهم قاعدين يسألوا، إنه بيبقى على زبور رئيس الشياطين يخرج الشياطين، يخسرت الوقت اللي بيضيعوه، يخسرت الفكر اللي ربنا اداهولهم لكي يكون مركز خدمة وكرازة وشهادة للسماء المفروض يعيشوا فيها، بدل ما يقدموا السماء الحلوة، وبدل ما يقبلوا المسيح مخلص ليهم، دخلوا في تجديفات كثيرة، إنه ببقى على زبول رئيس الشياطين يخرج الشياطين. نفسنا ربي النهاردة كل واحد وكل واحدة فينا يقول له: احنا عايزين زي ما قال القديس باسيليوس الكبير لما سئل من ولاد اخواته، غالبا اخواته البنات: هل نلتحق بالمعاهد اللي بتدرس في الفلسفة والثقافات الهيلينية أو اليونانية. قال لهم قوي، بس في شرط، ما تدخلوش في حوارات جافة، خدوا الحاجة الحلوة اللي فيها. زي النحل، النحل يطير وهو طاير كده، يقول لك النحلة دي بتاخد من ايه؟ تاخد الرحيق الزهرة بتاعت البرتقان، وده يقول لك زهرة البرسيم، وده يقول لك مش عارف زهرة ايه. انا ما فهمش في الكالتشر، في الاجريكالتشر. لكن كل ايه، كل مجموعة نحل تقدم لنا نوع من العسل الجميل. ما ظنش في نحلة كده تقف قدام الوردة تقول لها الله شكلك جميل، ممكن أقطفك واخدك، يا ترى وزنك تقيل، يا ترى وزنك خفيف، لونك أحمر ولا أصفر ولا أزرق. أبدا، كل اللي بتعمله تطير على النحل وتند كده، تاخد تشفط الرحيق الجميل وتروح تقدمه كده للبشر وتقول لهم ممكن تدوقوا العسل، عسل النحل الجميل ده. مين اللي مقدمه؟ النحلاية الصغيرة. هل كنيسة المسيح تبقى مجموعة نحل تطلع على الزهور الجميلة في العالم، تكسب من كل العالم حتى فلسفات العالم، تطلع الحاجات الجميلة، تقدم ما هو لبنيان العالم، ما هو لخلاص البشرية، ما هو لبنيان النفس في الداخل؟ ونقول له يا ربي احنا فرحانين نقدم ليك تسبيحة شكر، مش تسبيحة الشكر اجي كده لابونا اقول له ابونا خد الورقه دي اعمل لي زي تسبيحة شكر عشان ابني نجح وجايب مش عارف شمع ولا مش عارف جايب ايه. لا لا، تسبيحة الشكر ان كل نفس توصل لربنا. اجيب الورقه لابونا اقول له ابونا انا نفسي فلان وفلان وفلان دول صلي لهم لاجل خلاص نفسهم، واقول له يا ربي اديني نعمه ان انا اصلي من اجل اخواتي، واديني ان انا زي ما قال بولس الرسول ما ترون فيا افعلوه. يشوفوا فيا المسيح الحلو، يشوفوا فيا روح الله العامل في داخلي، يشوفوا فيا عربون السماء الجميل. نفسنا يا ربي مع المرتل نقول لتصفق الانهار بالايادي. مش هنقول له يا ربي هنصفق بايدينا. في ناس طبعا اخذوا الايه دي وقعدوا يقول لك ايه، لما نسبح او لما نقول ترنيمه نقعد نسقف. تسقفي، لو عايزك تسقف يعني بإيديك بكل طاقتك تخدم ربنا بكل قوتك تعمل، ما بقاش كلام طالع من البق، لكن عايز حياة مقدمة، مش بس الأنهار لكن أيضا الأشجار زي ما بيقول أشعياء النبي، أشجار الحقل تصفق بالأيادي. ربنا يدينا كلنا أحبائي النهاردة نبتدي بداية جديدة ونعيش كأولاد لله وبنات لربنا، ونقول يا ربي نفسنا نبدأ بدءا حسنا نقدم ليك يا ربي تسبحة الشكر والتسبيح والفرح والتهليل، ليس فقط بأفواهنا لكن بقلوبنا وبعقولنا بأعمالنا بصلواتنا بمطنياتنا بحبنا لإخوتنا بتنفيذنا للوصايا حسب وعدك، من أحبني فليعمل إيه الوصايا بتاعتي، أأتي أنا والآب ونصنع فيه منزلا. ربنا يفرح قلبنا كلنا، لإلهنا كل مجد وكرامة من الآن وإلى الأبد، آمين.